Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, if you boys will all give me your attention, we'll both give me... If you'll give me... Wait a minute. Where is everybody?
Here I am, sir.
You're not everybody, you idiot.
No, sir. But I'm half of them.
Half of them?
Yeah. Well, half of those usually here at this time.
What?
Are you early, sir?
Early? No, of course I'm not early. It's a case of everybody else being late.
I wasn't late, sir.
Well, why aren't you here now? Why aren't the others here now?
Why, no, sir. I think they must be late.
Yes, well, you think they must be. I know very well they are.
Yes, sir.
This is a lovely how do you do.
I'm all right, thanks, sir.
Well, shut up.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't inquiring after your health, you idiot. I was just bemoaning the fact that the listeners held up. A lovely state of affairs this is. 2 out of 3 pupils late. If you can get here at the proper time, why can't they? I'm never late myself. How they expect me to teach them anything if they're all going to arrive late, I don't know. I said, how they expect me to teach them anything if they're all going to arrive late, I don't know. Well, speak to me, speak to me.
Huh?
Speak to me, for goodness sake, say something. Look, don't sit there like a stuffed dummy.
I thought you didn't want me to speak, sir.
Well, who do you think I'm going to talk to if you don't speak?
Do I play the piano for you, sir?
Yeah, that's an idea. Tear off a few bars on the... What? No, Stafford, I do not want you to play the piano.
No, sir.
Play the piano? What rubbish.
I could play if I had some music, sir.
Oh, could you? Oh, can't you play from here?
No, I couldn't play from here, sir. I'll have to move nearer the piano.
Oh, I see. Well, can't you reach that far?
No, sir.
No, wait a minute. I don't mean can you play from here. I mean can you play from here?
From there, sir?
No, from here.
Well, if you let me sit in your chair, I'll fly, sir.
Ah, this is one of the times when I regard murder as a beautiful and necessary thing.
Oh, how do you mean, sir?
I mean that I still can't understand how a person could have as few brains as you and still live.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of an ear? E-A-R, ear?
An ear, sir?
Yes. Just in case it slipped your memory, if any, you have 2 of them yourself.
Yeah, I know, sir.
Oh, you know?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, perhaps I should have said, do you play the piano by ear instead of from ear?
I see what you mean.
Amazing.
I thought you meant from here, sir. You know, H-E-A-R.
Well, I didn't. I meant ear, E-R-E, the H being silent, as in Gorgonzola.
Hasn't what?
Wait a minute. Look, you've got me all muddled up again.
Why, sir?
Here, meaning the place here, is H-E-R-E, not H-E-A-R. That's here, meaning to listen to. But the ear I meant was E-A-R, ear. And there's no H on that at all.
Well, shall I, sir?
Shall you what?
Play the piano.
What?
I'll go home and get me music.
Oh, there's no justice.
Why not, sir?
Stanford!
Now, sir,
Bottomley!
Yeah, that's better. I thought you'd forgotten who I was.
Forgotten you?
Yeah.
I regret to announce that although I try my hardest at times, I never have been able to and never will be able to forget you.
Yes, Al.
And just what do you mean by arriving at this time of the day? I suppose you realize that a third of the lesson has gone already?
Yeah, but strike, I couldn't help it.
No, I didn't expect for a moment that you would be able to.
That was my father's fault.
Yes, well, if you'd only... Now, where have I heard that before?
Before?
Yes, before. Do you happen to remember one of your fellow pupils by the name of Greenbottle?
You mean the lad that sits next to me?
Yes.
The one with the untidy hair?
Yes.
And the funny sort of voice?
Yes, that's the one. Do you remember him?
I can't say I do.
Oh, well, that's a pity. Sure,
I remember him.
Yes, and I dare say you also remember that every time he's late, it's not his fault. It's his father's.
Yeah, I have heard him say that.
Yes, exactly. And yet you've got the audacity to come into this classroom and try to tell me exactly the same story.
It's not the same story at all.
It's not?
No, the first part's the same, but the rest isn't.
Oh, well, at least we're going to get a bit of variety.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Oh, and what happened to you? Or what happened to your father?
Well, he was up on the roof of the barn painting.
Oh, I see. Oh, he's been painting the roof of the barn.
Yeah, but somehow or other he slipped and fell right down into a barrel of turpentine.
Good heavens. He fell into a barrel of turpentine?
Sure.
Was he hurt?
We don't know. We haven't caught him yet.
Oh, I see. What?
That's decent. Yeah, well, that's what made me late for school.
Oh, did it? Well, while I still think it's ridiculous, I'm very pleased to discover that it didn't take anywhere near as long to explain as one of Greenbottle's excuses.
No, sir.
Yeah. Well, now that you're here, I'd be glad if you'd sit up straight and give me your attention, because we simply must get a start with this lesson.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, today...
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, have you done it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, I'll go out again.
Yes, go out.
I'll just put me head under the jack for a while.
Yes, Greenbottle, come back here. Come back here immediately. What on earth's the matter with you?
Probably poorly.
Probably poorly?
Yeah.
You'll be more than probably poorly if you don't come back to your place. You'll be definitely poorly.
What? You don't know what I've gone through.
No, and what's more, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, I'm probably poorly.
Yes, in that case, Listen, what is this? What are you talking about? You're probably poorly.
Well, I'm poorly.
You are poorly.
Yes. Probably.
What?
Well, I'll probably have a big black eye tomorrow.
A big black eye?
Yes. I got bashed on the way to school today.
What? Did somebody hit you?
Yes.
Well, that's marvelous. That's wonderful.
Yes, isn't it?
That's the best bit of news I've heard for some time.
Oh, how unkind you could be.
Oh, he might have been killed, sir.
Killed? What rubbish. I wish you were right, Stanton. But as it happens, you don't know anything about it, so just mind your own business.
Yes.
Is that why you were late, Greeny?
Yeah.
Well, that's a funny thing. You know, I was late today, too.
Bottomy.
Yeah?
Nobody gave you permission to open up a discussion. You've committed one offence by being late, so don't commit another one by talking about it.
But I was just telling Greeny.
Well, stop telling Greeny. If you want to tell him after school.
After school?
Yes, after school.
Yes, well, I'll be going straight out to have a lie down.
Will you?
Yes, because I'm probably poorly.
Exactly.
Well, I'd better tell you now.
Yeah.
Well, it was like this, you see.
What?
My father was up in the roof of the barn.
Listen, There, Bottomy. And that serves you right. Apparently telling you something in plain English has no meaning to you. I gave you a warning and you just ignored it. So you've only got yourself to blame if you've been hurt.
Yes, sir.
All right, Crawler. All right, Stanford. Look, you keep out of this.
Yes, sir.
And Greenbottle.
Yes?
I wouldn't put too much faith in this idea of yours about going straight home after the lesson if I were you.
Why not?
Because nobody will be leaving here for hours yet. That's why not.
Hours, sir?
Yes, hours.
But you can't dilly-dally with your elf.
With your elf?
Yes, I'm probably poorly.
Ah, listen, you've only got to say that once more, Greenbottle, and I'll hit you over the table with this head. I'll hit you over the head with this table.
Oh.
You've been rambling on there for hours, just saying the same thing.
Yes, well, that will be a consecrate of my cavalry.
Yes, all right, I know that as well as you do. But
I just said that will be a consecrate of my cavalry.
What will?
About me probably feeling poorly.
It'll be a what? A consecrate of your cavalry.
Yeah. What does that mean, sir?
What does it mean? Do you think I'd have this silly, bewildered look on my face if I knew? Look, unless you want to be killed, you'd better not say any more, Bosby. And Greenbottle.
Yeah?
Did you have a touch of the sun on your way to school?
Touch of the sun?
Yes.
No, of course I never.
Well, judging by your conversation, you sound like a very bad case of insanity. Well, what's all this rubbish about the consecrate of your cavalry? I can't even guess what that means.
Well, upon my soul.
There are occasions, Greenbottle, when a very elastic imagination allows me to interpret some of your inane remarks, but this one has got me completely baffled.
Do you mean to say you can't understand that?
Yes, Greenbottle, I do. And I'll guarantee nobody else does either.
No.
No, sir.
But you must have heard of cavalry.
Cavalry? Of course I have. Cavalry, that's a regiment of soldiers on horseback.
What?
Cavalry means soldiers on horseback.
It means being well-mannered to a lady.
What does?
Cavalry.
What? Being well-mannered to a lady?
Yes!
What you're thinking of, my dear lunatic friend, is chivalry, not cavalry. It's chivalry.
Yes, of course it is.
Ah. All right. Well, now that we've straightened that out, I still don't understand it.
No, neither do I, sir.
But what do you mean by consecrate?
Well...
Oh, wait a minute. But, oh, I'm beginning to see the light.
Yes.
You don't by any chance mean a consequence of your chivalry.
Yes, of course I do. What did I tell you?
Well, there you are, then.
I don't even understand that.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
No.
Look, that'll be enough squabbling, thank you very much. I'm having quite enough trouble with the village idiot.
Yes, I'll say.
The village idiot?
Yes, Greenbottle, and that means you.
Sure.
So you're probably feeling poorly as a consequence of your chivalry.
Yes, that's it.
Oh.
I won't know till the Bruce comes out tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
I got bashed.
Yes, so you told him. That's the brightest thing I've heard all day.
Yes.
But what happened?
Auntie Rita bashed me because of what I said to her.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't sound as though you were being particularly chivalrous. What did you say?
Well, it was raining, you see.
Raining?
Yes. And she was just about to cross the road in front of our place, and she pulled a dress right up over her head.
She what? Pulled a dress right up over her head?
Yes. I was horrified.
Yes, I should think you would be.
Yes, so I says to her, I says, Auntie, that's disgraceful. You can't go walking across the street showing your legs to everybody like that, you know.
And what did she say to that?
She said, my boy, these legs are 50 years old, but this hat, it's brand new.
Oh, I see. What?
And then she told me to mind my own business and bash me.
Well, that serves you right.
Yes, so I'm probably poor.
Well, that's the finish. You sound as though you're starting all over again, so I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm going home to have a lie down.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.